Wisconsin. And happy Monday, everybody. I hope you're staying cool out there. If you've got elderly neighbors, folks that have any health conditions that might make them a little susceptible to the hot, 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 please do check on people. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to close out this hour. Any of your biggest moments, most impactful, anything that you found shocking about the DNC? Frankly, I was just blown away by the energy level, which just seemed to keep building the entire week. Favorite moments, Brian, favorite interviews, what stands out to you in your recollection?
I had I like the energy and everything like that. I'll get into that in a second. But as far as guests go, I really liked your, to jump off of your interview with Kildee, also John Thien, because
yes,
you talked about the importance of civil service. The importance of having somebody who's an expert in an idea or in a field be able to advise Republican or Democrat to the best outcome possible within that field. And it's especially important since the Supreme Court basically said that, no, the courts can decide those things. The courts Yes. can be the experts now. And I think that people forget, and especially going back to the Reaganomics type of thing, Reagan, you also said, was made it okay to hate the government. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That's the I hate that because yes, there's a touch of truth to it. But reality is, if that stuff just goes away, we're screwed.
Yes, and here I'll just share with all of you. I have talked about being proud to have served as a bureaucrat, as one of those subject matter experts. I would say to people with such frequency, I am from the government and I am here to help. That though the first couple times someone would hear me say that, it was a punchline, right? Because it became a famous line said by Reagan, and he was specifically referring to the federal government. But I meant that with absolute sincerity. What is your problem? I'm here to help. If I'm not the right person, I'm going to try to get you to the right person. I would sometimes get folks that would call my direct line at the county randomly. I spent like 25 minutes on the phone with one person. I loved it when people called me directly because I got to help them.
And you got directly. Direct help. And
yes. That's what,
leadership is service. Leadership is service. Leadership is service. And those interviews really drove that home for me. Another really yes. favorite interview I had was we had a Colorado state rep. Okay, that we tried to promote him a couple times, but he's
AG congressman. Yeah,
please don't please I don't want to diminish him by saying he's just a state rep because state reps are extremely important.
Yeah,
but again, he was an environmental lawyer, and you had the county executive on as well as the county board chairwoman, and he's working on environmental issues in Colorado. And we're working on environmental issues here in Wisconsin, and both Colorado and Wisconsin have different climates, different, like they have mountains, we have lakes, you know, that type of stuff. But it is all relative and it's all relevant, and it was tied together because everybody's working on the same project, different pieces in different places. And for me, it tied the whole thing together because that's what the DNC is about. And as far as me goes, my God, I had a catharsis. I'm a different person. No, seriously, I had a lot of baggage. I have a lot of baggage. You know about that. I have some personal issues, personal this and that. And there are certain people that I just don't even want to see, or I will attack them type of thing. And I dropped all of it. I did not care. I was in pain the whole week. I didn't care. And that's it was literally embodying the stuff that people, you talked about it being a religious experience for you.
Yes.
This is exactly the feeling that people are pursuing when they go and try and fall for religion. It's being part of something that is more important than you. It is being part of something that is bigger than what you are doing, and you are serving that purpose. That in an alignment with me did everything for me, and I honestly can tell you, I walked through there going, I know what the Jedi thing is with the dark side and the light side now. It's not about like manifesting, you know, abundance. It's about just being positive and letting the happiness and I can do millions of things when I'm not burdened with my own crap. And that's kind of my takeaway, because I evolved.
I do think people came together in a new way, and I think it did allow people to see this thing that is so much bigger than individuals or individual self-interest, that there is a bigger project going on here. And I think that was really powerful. Jack from Merrimack, favorite moments or memorable moments from the DNC, sir?
I think the biggest thing that I took away from that was the just the very positive approach that the Democrats took, as opposed to the America is on the decline, the American dream is dead approach that the Republicans took. But I do like the statement that you folks made just a few minutes ago, something to the effect that if you're in government, it's about something that is, it should be about something that is bigger than you. And that is what the Democratic candidates for president and vice president and most of the Democratic politicians seem to believe. The Republicans, I'm in it for me, and that's it. Maybe my family, too, but mainly for me.
Yeah, I think that's a stark reality. One need only look at, and maybe for tomorrow, Brian, we should track this data down. How many Republicans serving in either House of Congress are millionaires or billionaires versus the same statistic for Dems? Mark from the SAC, you got 30 seconds. What was your favorite moment of the DNC, sir?
I just enjoyed the energy, that the positive energy that I'm seeing, and that and part of the problem with this generational wealth is the opportunity lost cost of all these rich heirs and heiresses not contributing to society with their talents. Perhaps that's... Yeah. That's what we saw that's what the English saw with their lords and ladies and useless earls and all that. None of those people.
Yeah, we don't need more caste system. We don't need more oligarchs. We need working people paid fairly for their work so they can fully participate in our economy and believe once again that your children will do better than you will. I'm Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Kamala Harris!
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
Harris. I love it. All righty. Hey, did you know that a dozen